Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Talking About You with Estra live on Blog Talk Radio this October 27, 2012. Come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. I'm Estra, your host. Welcome and thank you for joining in again for our ninth show. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are coming to you live from Seattle, Washington. Today on the broadcast, our topic will be about you and attorneys. Surprisingly, lots of folks could use a lawyer at least once each year. However, the majority of people feel they cannot afford to hire an attorney. Sometimes it is difficult to know who to talk with or how to find them. Accidents bring these issues to the forefront. There are always ways to get your needs met and to find someone who is truly interested in your case that doesn't place too much of a heavy burden on you, your family, or your resources. So let's talk about some of these issues and also the possibilities. Our approach today, as with future topics on Talking About You with Estra, is presented from a consumer's perspective. So we talk in terms of how car accidents impact your life, in terms of daily routines, the physical, emotional, financial issues that arrive, including dealing with family, friends, and other interactions. We share car accident information and life experiences that follow the initial crash, to dealing with medical, attorney, insurance, self-insured employer situations. And it's your challenges that tell the story, meaning this show is really about you. And it's very interactive, so get ready to participate at a pace that's perfect for you. Estra knows firsthand your situation. Estra has dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premera, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, Lifewise Assurance Company, Social Security, and employer SNC-Lavalin Constructors Incorporated, previously known as Enron. So relax. Listen, call in and talk, because this is really about you, your car accident experiences. What is on your mind today? Let's hear about your injuries or being followed by insurance companies or self-insured employers. What is the impact of the harassment and intimidation on your life and your family? Did you seek out help for it to stop? Who did you go to, and what were their responses? Were you able to stop the harassment? How did you even find out you were being followed? Before the collision, how prepared were you for an unexpected event such as this? At the scene of a car accident, it's really hard to remember the necessary steps to ensure that you gather all the documentation. Sometimes you're so shaken up, it's easy to forget. Or there may be something going on at the scene that distracts you. That's why keeping a copy of my car accident book in your vehicle can make it easy to remember, and you'll be able to start documenting right from the start. So when you begin getting questions or needing answers, you've written the information right there inside your book, with plenty of writing space, yet small enough to carry wherever you're going, and also it reduces the information retrieval hassles. Author and host Esther is ready to share and hear about your challenges in dealing with insurance companies and self-insured employers. Your claim may be processed through your own insurance, the other drivers, or paid directly by you. With a car accident, depending on the severity, you can end up dealing with so many people that it just becomes overwhelming, especially when you're not feeling well through the process, which can open you up to be taken advantage of financially, physically, or even emotionally. And this is why Esther is sharing her wisdom, knowledge, and support with you. So hopefully, if you run into these situations, you will be prepared, allowing for more concentration on personal recovery. Also on the show today, we will share the types of attorneys and what you can actually expect from their services and about your options. In addition to taking your calls at 718-766-4385. Again, that number is 718-766-4385. Listeners, I know sometimes it's difficult and it takes courage to share personal experiences, but it's very important for others to hear your story and can also be helpful in the healing process. So, I'm offering to the first caller a free copy of my latest book, Car Accident, Personal Injury, Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support, with no shipping costs, along with the first caller to share their own past or current attorney experiences from a car accident or harassment by insurance companies or self-insured employers. So get ready to dial that number of 718-766-4385. Someone injured just like you is waiting to hear your story. These two books will be personally signed by Esther. Also, you can order your copies of Car Accident by Esther right now, either the softcover book or ebook on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or eBay. During the radio show, you can participate in the conversation in our chat room or other social media locations such as Facebook at facebook.com/Esther.blogtips, or you can send tweets to Twitter at Esther's Radio Show, or you can actually email your responses to Esther's Radio Show at blogtalkradio. Survey results will be shared at the end of the show. Coming up next is our listener shout-out, song and video of the week, and personal injuries in the news. Now bring your conversations to the Esther's Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening and being a part of today's show, because it really is about you. First, our show's listener shout out goes to Melissa LaRue. Melissa LaRue is a British Filipino Dubai based songstress and songwriter who brings a unique soulful jazzy sound. She is passionate about nature, travel, kung fu, human rights, food, and philosophy. You can follow Melissa LaRue on www.melissalarueoneword.com or at Twitter at Melissa LaRue, or she has several videos on YouTube. This link is also up on Twitter at Esther's Radio Show. We appreciate all of our listeners, and this is our special way of providing you with a special hello. Today we will also feature Melissa LaRue for our song of the week. Her jazzy, soulful sound will be featured and is called God Is Love. Thank you, Melissa LaRue, for allowing us to feature you on today's show. Our show's video of the week goes to attorneys Dell and Schaefer, whom you can find several videos also on YouTube, and they're very helpful. Dell and Schaefer, in my opinion, operate on behalf of the insured. I've watched many of their episodes and have gained understanding of the process. You will now be hearing from Gregory Dell.
Before I actually start that, I want you to know we're just having mild technical difficulties. So if you hear a little of a slowing down or a little jump, just know that hopefully it'll resolve itself. So here's Gregory.
If you have a short-term or long-term disability insurance claim, it's super important to have a lawyer who's fighting for you and representing your interests. These disability insurance companies are very large, very aggressive, and they're often looking for reasons to not pay your disability insurance claim. Now, there's more than 42 disability insurance companies throughout the country, and our firm has handled cases with just about every single one of them nationwide. Now, we're available to represent you in any state throughout the country because we've built a network of attorneys and other resources nationwide that allows us to help you no matter where you live. Now, if you have a claim, whether it's an application, an appeal, you're on claim and you feel like you're being bothered by the insurance company and you want someone to help you, or you're ready to file a lawsuit, or you're interested in a lump sum buyout of your disability policy, feel free to call us at any time. We'll discuss your options, we'll review your claim, and we'll let you know whether or not we think we can help you.
You are back with Talking About You with Eskra on Block Talk Radio. Before the break, we were talking about choosing a lawyer, but that there are many caveats, meaning there's things that you need to be cautious of when proceeding to find the attorney that's best to meet your needs. And we're going to demonstrate that by the articles that were selected this week in personal injury in the news this week. In fact, we have two articles. The purpose of this section, though, is to emphasize that every single day someone's life has changed due to a car accident. Being able to depend on insurance coverage of all types we paid premiums on is vital to the survival of many people who are injured and their families. So when insurance companies deny claims for families who usually are only maybe one paycheck away from misfortune, it can be catastrophic in the people who they've denied life. From time to time, I will stop and take a moment to comment on sections of the article. The first article we're going to talk about is from the San Francisco Chronicle, and the title is District Attorney, Pennsylvania Attorney Steals More Than $200K from Client, and it's by Associated Press. Quote, Eastern, and it's actually in Eastern Pennsylvania. Quote, a former public defender in Eastern Pennsylvania is accused of stealing more than $200,000 from clients of his private practice and using newly pilfered cash to repay earlier victims. Authorities in Northampton County says Anthony Martino stole money from the escrow accounts of two clients and failed to repay a personal loan, using the stolen funds to repay money he allegedly took from the estate he'd administered. County Prosecutor John Morganelli likened Martino's actions to running a Ponzi scheme, saying Martino was robbing Peter to pay Paul. And, let's see here. Martino was arraigned Monday on charges including theft and receiving stolen property. He was released on bail. A phone message left at Martino's office wasn't immediately returned, end quote. Now, most attorneys value their livelihood and would not consider this type of behavior. But it can be a snake pit out there, so beware of all the possibilities and know that these type of things happen. And in my opinion, you must be cautious for most things you might be considering. We are definitely in a buyer beware state from my perspective. So let's take a quick break between these articles and we'll be right back.
We'd like to take a moment also to Terry Reed and the rest of his employees a quick recovery from their accident this afternoon or yesterday. So hopefully it sounds like they're okay and are going to be doing well.
Been in a car accident? Oh, now what? What can I expect? How will I be treated? How can I have a chance to make the best decision on my behalf? How am I going to figure that out? How am I going to know? Well, a good place to start is Esther's latest book, Car Accident, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support. Would you be ready today if you were in a car accident? Order it now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or eBay. Being unprepared is no fun. You deserve to know what insurance companies and self-insured employers prefer to keep a secret. So, order it today. Okay, we're back from that quick break. We're going to actually go ahead and go on to our second article, which is from the Mercury News, and it's titled, Former Private Investigator Sentenced to 8 Years in Police Corruption Scandal. And it's by Malika Fraley. It's the Contra Costa Times. And the purpose of selecting this article is just to create an awareness that it's very important to check out attorneys that you decide to handle your case. The Perry Mason types are far and few in between. And remember, he was just an actor. Okay. This is in Oakland, and it's an ex-cop turned private investigator at the center of the Contra Costa police corruption scandal was sentenced to 8 years in federal prison in order to pay $20,000 fine Tuesday for crimes that brought down a Department of Justice vice squad and led to the prosecution of officers from 3 law enforcement agencies. I want to apologize to the community for the anxiety, fear, and suffering I have caused others. I want to apologize to the law enforcement community for the betrayal and embarrassment I inflicted upon them. I want to apologize to my family and friends who supported me through all of this, Christopher Butler said, his voice breaking. He pleaded guilty in May to 7 felony counts covering the methamphetamines and marijuana distribution, theft, conspiracy, extortion, robbery, illegal wiretapping. Butler, 51, was sentenced a few hours after Sam Ramon, family law attorney, Mary Alice Nolan, pleaded not guilty to tax evasion and other felony charges, alleging that she and Butler bugged the cars of her client's estranged spouses to get dirt that she could use in divorce and child custody cases. I want to stop there for just a minute. I'm really distressed by the number of people who do not respect other people's privacy. Do not be surprised if you are bugged also. It seems like it's a common event. Your cell phones, your homes, your cars. To me, it seems like some people feel like it's just an open playground for them. However, if you catch them, make sure to prosecute them to send a message. Okay, I'm going to go on from here. Butler received a punishment that's 4 years less than the minimum called for under federal sentencing guidelines based upon his cooperation with the government since he was arrested alongside Contra Costa Narcotics Enforcement Team, known as CNET, Commander Norman Welch in February 2011. In the stealing and reselling of thousands of dollars of illicit drug evidence. The investigation ballooned to include allegations that the pair made phony arrests, robbed prostitutes, and ran a Pleasant Hill brothel. Butler's attorney, William Gagan, said that it was through Butler's confession, all of which was corroborated, that investigators learned of certain crimes by law enforcement officers and Butler himself. An Antioch officer before he opened the Butler & Associates private investigation firm in Concord, Butler began committing crimes a few years ago to make money when he went broke pursuing fame through his failed reality TV project PI Moms, which was promoted on the national talk show circuit and in People magazine. People magazine, Gagan said. Butler told authorities that on up to 100 occasions over the past decade, he was paid by attorneys and their clients to place illegal eavesdropping devices in the cars. Butler also admitted setting up the exchange spouses for clients for drunken driving tests, including 2 men whose ex-wives were represented by Nolan and now suing her and the former PI in civil court. Prosecutors said at least five men fell victim to the so-called dirty DUI scams, in which attractive women employed by butlers would get them drunk and behind the wheel before a waiting butler would be tipped off, before a waiting butler would tip off police officers. Nolan, a 60-year-old Oakland resident, was heckled by a client's former partner as she rushed from the Oakland Federal Courthouse after the hearing. Her attorney, Jay Will, said he was not commenting on the case. "This is Christmas. To see her stand in front of a judge," said Phil Dominic, who alleges Nolan lied about financial information and used stalling tactics when she represented his son's mother in an Ahmadiyya County Superior Court child support case. Dominic, 55, of Oakland, said Nolan twice tried to buy from him oxycodone, he's prescribed for pain while he awaits a hip replacement. He said a judge dismissed his allegations because he was convicted of robbery in the 1980s and Nolan is an officer of the court. "I told her one day you're going to end up in jail," Dominic said. Prosecutors on Tuesday reserved the right to reduce Butler's sentence based on any future testimony he may give in criminal cases pending against Welch, Nolan, and former Danville officer Stephen Tanabe. Tanabe, charged in the DUI scheme, asserts he's innocent and is awaiting trial. Welch has admitted to some alleged crimes but denies others and is awaiting a January trial. Former San Ramon officer Louis Lombardi was sentenced in May to 3 years in federal prison after pleading guilty to charges that he stole at least $40,000 in cash, as well as guns, jewelry, and other property while executing search warrants as a police officer and as an agent for CNET. Nolan faces up to 15 years in prison under the indictment, handed down by a federal grand jury earlier this month. End quote. Wow, what an article. Everything that you can imagine is about in this article, and it's amazing. You don't think that some of these things can happen to you or people can try to set you up, but it's very true. So a word to the wise is just to be careful who you actually choose an attorney. Know that, insurance companies will do just about anything to deny your claim, and hope for the best, but expect the worst. So do not be surprised to learn that law officials can end up on both sides of the spectrum. Unfortunately, we live in an age where you're doing your homework and investigating those you seek help from, is very important. Psychological games are typically afoot, and there are several attorneys out there for you, but take time, find the one that meets your needs and who's ethical and who will also look out for your best of interest. The question that remains in my mind is, how do you deal with sharks, not get eaten up, and stay on the right side of the law? I hope the lawyer you choose has figured that out. We'll be right back after these messages. You can stay in touch with Estra through the week by going to Blogger at www.estras.blogspot.com or Twitter using @EstrasRadioShow or @EstrasBlogTips. You'll also find me on Facebook. You can also send an email right here to EstrasRadioShow@blogtalkradio.com. There is so much to learn about choosing an attorney, but many caveats there are. When we come back, we will look at a couple in our personal injury in the news this week. Stay tuned. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Esra on Block Talk Radio. Esra knows firsthand your situation. Let's talk. Now, back to Talking About You with Esra. Welcome back, listeners. Our goal for today's show is to bring awareness of how attorney can be helpful in supporting you and your concerns, and bring a basic understanding of expectations in hopes of a better experience for you. Wikipedia defines a personal injury lawyer as one who provides legal representation to those who claim to have been injured physically or psychologically as a result of the negligence or wrongdoing of another person, company, government agency, or entity. Thus, personal injury lawyers tend to be especially knowledgeable and have more experience with regard to an area of law known as tort, which includes civil wrongs and economic or non-economic damages to a person's property, reputation, or rights. And typically, this is the type of attorney that you'll want to hire. Sometimes, unfortunately, you might need more than one depending on your circumstance and what's going on. But make sure that however many you have or need, that they specialize in the area that you need help in, and as someone that you can actually relate to and build a rapport with. About.com defines a litigation attorney as civil litigation is a legal dispute between two or more parties that seeks money damages or specific performance rather than criminal sanctions. A lawyer who specializes in civil litigation is known as a litigator or trial lawyer. Those are the ones we see on TV, right? Lawyers who practice civil litigation represent parties in trials, hearings, arbitrations, mediations, before administrative agencies, foreign tribunals, and federal, state, and local courts. Civil litigation attorneys for harassment and intimidation against insurance companies or self-insured employers will require a large enough firm to manage the many parts of your claim, which might include personal injury, harassment, intimidation, medical malpractice. If you are unfortunate enough for Murphy's Law to visit you during this process, make sure you do your homework and take time to find a lawyer who has your interest at heart and is able to manage all the parts of your claim, because that definitely takes a bit of time. The state of Connecticut's judicial branch asks the right question, in my opinion. It is, why should I have a lawyer? And quote, their response is, lawyers are trained legal professionals who can explain the law to you and help you evaluate your options, negotiate or mediate conflicts with other people, prepare letters, court forms, or other legal documents for you, and represent you in court. Many lawyers offer a free or minimum fee initial consultation. And my experience has been at those initial consultations that you really don't learn a lot about the attorney. Unless you really come in there prepared with your questions, you've gone to the courthouse, looked at the records, maybe looked in the newspapers, did an internet search so you could find as much information as you could before going on. And a lot of times attorneys like to be in control and they want to be able to guide the ship. And I can understand that to some degree, but you have to realize that when you get to the bottom line, you have to live with all the decisions that are made because they impact you the most. So don't ever feel that you have to bow necessarily to what someone else is telling you. Make sure you take in all the information you can and you make the best decision that you can live with and is acceptable to you. Because one of the things I notice in my experiences is that there's a lot of intimidation and psychological games going on in many different directions. So when you're not feeling good and you've got problems, hopefully maybe you have someone in your life that can help you sort some of that out. But if you don't, just take your time as you go through and give yourself a chance to make the right decision. When introducing yourself to an attorney, you may want to take it really slow until you've developed a relationship with them and established some level of trust, along with knowing more about their relationships, which is really important this part, insurance companies and self-insured employers, because it's a very rude awakening to find out your lawyer has been pouring your heart out to has a lot of dealings with the insurance companies or self-insured employers that you have a claim against or will end up suing in court. So you really want to tread lightly until you kind of get the lay of the land, so to speak. So the wheels of the law turn very slowly from my experience. Therefore, don't expect swift action unless there is an advantage of the insurance companies doing so, which typically means you have them in a very uncomfortable position. Typically, you will be filing a personal injury claim or a lawsuit. So it just depends on if the insurance company or self-insured employer take an adversarial approach to your claim, which is very common, so don't think that it's not, because most people will break down, give up, get discouraged. Financial problems and woes will slow people down, and it's just a very difficult thing to go through. But if you know that up front, you know you're going to have problems, you know there are going to be obstacles there, you can not necessarily always expect them to happen, but know that they could be just around the corner. You don't want to spend your whole time, or at least I would not want to spend my whole time bracing myself for all the unexpected events that someone with that much money, power, and resources can throw your way. But just stay focused on the things that you can get done and just make a decision very early that you know what it is you want and you will not give up. I repeat, you will not give up until you are treated fairly and receive a just claim, process, evaluation, benefits, award, whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. Know that you have the right. Another thing that I think is very important is to actually know that the state bar associations and the bar associations are totally different. The state bar associations are a legal entity, whereas a bar association is just the lawyers regulating their own peers. So there's a big difference in that. But I found the California Attorney Guidelines of Civility and Professionalism, and I want to read it to you because I thought it was a great description. It says, as officers of the court with responsibilities to the administration of justice, attorneys have an obligation to professionalism with clients, other parties and counsel, the courts, and the public. This obligation includes civility, professional integrity, personal dignity, candor, diligence, respect, courtesy, and cooperation, all of which are essential to the fair administration of justice and conflict resolution. Now, we know from the two articles we read that doesn't always work out in your best behalf. So those are a lot of great things for one person to contain, and hopefully the person you select will have most of them. And sometimes people just make mistakes, too. So just know that you have to be aware, and you have to follow through and make sure things are going the way that they need to be on your behalf. So you might want to seek an attorney whose reputation is strongly tied to perhaps even the Bar Association, but in particular the State Bar Association, ones who have more to lose than just your case. You might want to look to the State Bar Association for attorneys who are on the board or the task force or other committees that may be willing to take your case. But make sure that they have at least, you know, I don't know, enough experience underneath their belt. I found something interesting at the Washington State Bar Association that they had developed a moderate means program, which is defined as nearly 30% of Washington State residents live in moderate income households. Approximately 75% of those moderate income households experience a single legal problem in a year, yet do not seek legal help because they cannot afford it. And I want to stop just right there for a moment, because I think another very important point is that insurance companies are betting on this one, that your financial levels will put you in a position where you're not able to actually get the help that you need. Don't be discouraged. Don't be ashamed. Don't let it stop you. There are people out there who are willing to help you and will take a reduced fee. Or maybe you'll have to take it slow, but whatever it is, just don't give up. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and finish reading. These moderate income households who make too much to access traditional legal aid programs, yet who cannot afford to hire a lawyer, often find themselves with nowhere to turn. To help address this gap in the justice system, I wonder about that word, justice system, the Washington State Bar Association and the law schools of Gonzaga University, Seattle University, and the University of Washington partnered to form a moderate means program, a statewide reduced fee lawyer referral service program. And I found as I was scanning information that there are many of similar or different programs that actually do this in many of the states. The only thing that I had some concern about was that they're not all created equal, and the quality of the legal assistance. So beware, because it's very important when you're coming up against companies that have as many lawyers and paralegals, whatever they need, they have. And all you may have is you and one other attorney. And that one attorney may be doing their best, but insurance companies or self-insurers can harass your attorneys just as well as they can harass you. So there's just a lot of things that, as an average person, you really don't expect is going on out there unless either you've been exposed to it before or somehow you just stumbled upon it. So make sure that you keep those in mind. I'm going to just take a moment and talk about the client attorney privileges for just a moment. And I found a great article in it from Wikipedia. And it's defined as, attorney-client privilege is a legal concept that protects certain communication between a client and his or her attorney and keeps those communications confidential. The attorney-client privilege is one of the oldest recognized privileges for confidential communication. The United States Supreme Court has stated that by assuring confidentiality, the privilege encourages clients to make full and frank disclosure to their attorneys, who are then better able to provide candid advice and effective representation. Now, I don't think I included this article, but I'd read an article where a person had actually been recorded, both their attorney and the plaintiff in a case. He happened to be incarcerated at the time, and they're looking into it, but no charges have been filed. So in the world of where we are now with bugs everywhere you can imagine, just about, you have to know that sometimes, and some people aren't above board like some of the attorneys that we have. So you just have so many things to juggle there. So just be aware and take time to build that relationship to see where it can go and what you want to, what you're willing to accept and what you're not, which is also another point. Another thing I want to mention is about some people decide to go ahead and do their own claims versus having an attorney handle your claim. If you're going to go it alone, know that the insurance companies and self-insured employers may attempt to take advantage of your lack of knowledge and may get a beat down or a financial thrashing just because they're good at it, they've been practicing it, they've done it for generations. So make sure that you do your homework. From my experience with lawyers, you may have to stay on top of your toes. There'll be no sleeping. You have to verify and check what they're telling you. Be willing to ask a lot of questions. Sometimes it's just a lack of communication. But more importantly, say no when you aren't willing to accept whatever resolution or decision they're coming up with. You always have the right to disagree or not to accept. So make sure that you remember that. But evaluate the strengths and the weaknesses of the attorney that you're going to deal with. And if you can wait until your health improves, it will help with making better decisions. And that's something they don't count on, is you being able to be well enough to always make the best decisions. I found a list of attorneys that I cannot vouch for, but I like the way it laid out the list, and it was called Best Lawyers. So you can take a look if you're looking and do your research on them. It was the website was www.bestattorneysonline.com, and it ranks the best car accident lawyers among with several others. I found also another article that I quote that I'm going to mention here. It's by lawyer J.D. Smith, and it says, "The litigation process works for a personal injury case," and that's the name of the article. Quote, "Unless you've been in a party to a lawsuit before, it is difficult to know what to expect when you have been injured in a collision or an accident. There is an understandable level of apprehension about the litigation process for victims and their families, particularly when the victim has been seriously injured or killed. Under such circumstances, a lawsuit might be the single most important moment for the future and the future of the family." And I think that's why it's very important to go slow and take your time and find someone who can actually help you and who has an interest in your case, because sometimes most people, the way that they end up isn't where it's the best for their family, and within a year or two they're back in a very difficult situation. So when looking for attorneys, make sure that you take your time, learn about them, learn about what you want, and just do your best. But regardless of how things turn out, go forward, keep living your life, keep being positive, and know that this is just one part of the journey in your life. It's not a stopping spot, so keep going. We will be back in just a moment. It's time to take your call. Dial 718-766-4385. Again, that number is 718-766-4385. If the lines are busy, keep trying. I want to hear from you. We'll be right back. Listeners, welcome back. Question for you. Have you found using an attorney helpful in resolving your problems? Did you feel that you had fair representation? What would you like to share about an attorney experience? Email Estra's radio show at Blog Talk Radio. Come into the chat room. I'd like to hear your story. Callers, have you found an attorney helpful for dealing with harassment and intimidation? by insurance or self-insured employers? Call and tell me about your experience. 718-766-4385. Again, that's 718-766-4385. Today's survey question for listeners is, are you for or against using attorneys to resolve insurance, self-insured employer claims or harassment issues? Email A for yes, B for no. Again, that's A for yes and B for no. 2. Estra's Radio Show at Block Talk Radio. Call 718-766-4385. It is time to hear your feedback, so call now. We will be taking your call after the break. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio. Estra knows firsthand your situation. Let's talk. Welcome back, listeners. And we're going to move on now to the tweet of the week, which comes from at Estra's Blog Tips. Quote, can attorneys change the outcome of a problem? Do you know who, how, and when to use one? Well, I hope that you've learned some of the answers to those questions thus far. In my opinion, there is nothing better than having an attorney that truly cares enough to look out for your best interest and has the necessary skills to protect it. So if you run into one of these attorneys, make sure that you treat them right too, because they are, in my opinion, few and far between. Which brings us to the blog article of the week. And it comes from Esther's blog, and it's titled Disability Counter-Surveillance and Lawyers. And it reads as follows. The roles and specialties of attorneys are sometimes confused by lay people. Many lawyers work in one area and become proficient. One of the best ways of hiring an attorney is to find out what type of cases are their strengths, what type of assistance you need, and assess whether there is a match. Find out if the attorney you are considering spending most of their time. Find out if the attorney you are considering spends most of their time specializing in the legal area where help is needed. Whether they keep up with the current trends and have the knowledge to properly protect you and be capable of having your best interest at heart. Searching out these individuals will require doing your homework, talking to friends, visit the local courthouse library to view court documents with similar cases, and do online research. Examine how the attorney you're interested in hiring for your case performed on other cases. Consult with a minimum of 3 attorneys who specialize in the area that you need before signing. Then make a decision. If an attorney considers themselves a jack of all trades, run away quickly. It's a very difficult thing to be proficient in several areas of law. If you've been in a car accident, you may need a personal injury lawyer to handle the accident, a disability attorney who specializes in ERISA, workers' compensation, Social Security, a civil litigation attorney to handle possible surveillance issues. And if you have a long-term medical condition, the sooner you have a legal team working on your behalf, the better. Whatever your needs are, make sure to get these people involved early to assist in making the best decisions possible. Many times people are directed in the beginning to act on requests from others, which they don't necessarily have the knowledge to respond. I'll stop here and say something. Typically, a lot of, in my opinion, insurance companies or self-insured employers, they realize in the beginning that you're just really open and wanting to help and trying to do all the right things, and sometimes some of them may take advantage of that openness that you're sharing. Okay, I'm going to go on. It is in this time frame that decisions may minimize a desirable outcome, so be very cautious in what you say or do. Many of the laws today are not responsive to the individual being harassed or intimidated via surveillance. Many attorneys are reluctant to get involved because the laws lean against the people being harassed. Therefore, the documentation you can provide of what you have experienced will assist in finding someone to take your case. Make sure they have a proven track record in this type of litigation, because it's very important. If it looks like you're going to need more than one lawyer, try to find ones who have already established a relationship. Make sure to stay in the loop. If you need additional information to make good decisions, perform Google searches, but remember, in the end, they all work for you. Always keep in mind that when making a decision, you need to be reasonable, but also get a decision that you can live with. Make sure you are aware what your role is, what you need to do to help them be successful on your behalf, and what the expectations are for each attorney, and communicate it before signing a contract with them. How will you be kept informed? Estimate the progression if a good outcome. What if things take a turn for the worse? What's the backup plan? Take notes on each visit. This will help to remember what was discussed. It is better to create a right relationship initially rather than having to repeat the process. Remember, this is a learning process. As you grow and learn, it will be easier to determine how you want to proceed. And that's the end of the article. You can find more blog commentaries at www.estra.blogspot.com. Thank you for tuning in today. Talking about you with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
I'm so amazed how fast the time is going. I'm sure we could just do this for another couple hours, but we've got to go.
That's it for our show today. We have enjoyed you being here with us, and we'd like to meet with you next Saturday, same time, same place. Next week's topic will be you and finances. And none of us know what's going to be around the corner, so it's always great to be prepared. So tune in on Saturday at 11 a.m. with Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. Come talk, come listen, where you could just be yourself. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of Free Speech has allowed the Estra's radio show to state her opinion in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington 98168, or email sunlightpublishing@gmail.com. Have a great weekend.